This is Ali Ciardo, and this is Photo Field Notes, stories and inspiration from professional photographers. Hi, everyone. Today's interview is with Christy Ryan from Blush Wedding Photography. Christy was named Best Wedding Photographer in British Columbia last year, and she photographs weddings around the world from Bali to Barcelona. If you're listening in iTunes, you can check out the show notes and photos at photofieldnotes.com. Let's jump in. I'm here with Christy Ryan, who is the owner of Blush Wedding Photography. And Christy is based out of Vancouver, but she really works worldwide, which we'll talk about in just a minute. Christy, let's hear your story. How did you get into wedding photography and how did you grow this amazing business?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, I've always loved doing lots of different type of art, but like most people, I didn't think I could make a career out of it. And so I went into elementary school teaching because I figured I could get paid for cutting and pasting and crafting out still. And it all happened, like I did every single type of art growing up and won art scholarships and did it all, but I never actually did photography. And it was really my husband, one of his friends wanted someone to do a night class with him. And I was like, sure, why not? And she canceled and I stayed in it and I just fell in love. I found my people. And I just loved the collaborative nature of it and loved it. And just kept, so I was just starting to teach at this time, but started taking night courses.
Was this through a college or just
this
a local?
College, yeah.
Okay.
College, I took a few, but Langara College is where I stayed and did mostly the program. And yeah, I just started taking more classes, and started focusing on planning photo shoots more than lesson plans. And it just kind of, when you're on the right path, everything comes together. I met a lot of people. They were always just really impressed. I was just starting out. And yeah, it kind of really came together quickly. I was actually more interested in doing commercial or fashion photography. And a photographer in my class, she was like, will you please do my wedding? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not really into weddings, but I'll do it for you. And I did it. And that's when I fell in love with wedding photography, because it really combined my passion for being creative with also my passion for doing something that's meaningful. And that's kind of why I became a school teacher, because I wanted to do something meaningful. So wedding photography really united those two passions of mine. And that was it. I just knew I found my place. And that's kind of how it started. I guess my first couple of years, I shot maybe like 14 or 15 weddings. And then basically I did a Jose Villa workshop in Mexico in 2011. In November, and that really inspired me. And then I said, that's it, I'm quitting. So I quit teaching and just went for it. And I knew that I was lucky because I knew I had teaching as a backup plan. So that kind of was a really nice safety net for me. So I just knew I could always call up and I would have a job.
So first of all, back up, you did 14 or 15 weddings in the first year after doing the one with the friend in your photography class. Where did the other 14 weddings come from?
Okay, yeah, so maybe I skipped a little bit. So maybe I did four weddings the first year. And basically, I just did any wedding I could. So I basically did friends' weddings, I begged, I do it for free, I'll do it for trade. I never did anything for free, but my first wedding was $200.
Sweet. Yeah, mine was 500, so.
Yeah, I'll pay 500 the next time. And I think that's really the... I can go back on this on many points, I'm sure, but that's the key to get your foot in the door is really do whatever you can to get that first wedding. And because people, it's that chicken and egg. People can't hire you until you have the portfolio, but if you don't have the portfolio, you know.
So you did that, and then did it just kind of grow organically as you started to put it out there?
It really did, because what's great about weddings is that you do one wedding, and they have 3 to 6 bridesmaids, and then you do their weddings, and then their friends see it, and just exponentially grew. I think I was very lucky. What really helped me, and my advice for photographers too, is, you know, most people don't want to stay at that lower level. It's how do you break into that next level with, you know, the beautiful decor, the beautiful, et cetera, et cetera. And I was lucky where my husband's cousin was getting married. And she's very beautiful, and she had a very beautiful wedding, and she hired me to do it. And so right away in my, you know, first, maybe second year, I got a very big wedding that got published and was very beautiful. And that was that piece of luck that you need. Because once lots of great photographers can shoot that, but they didn't have opportunity to get it. And once you've got one, then you attract more like that. So then I quickly jumped up the ladder.
Right. And you have that in your portfolio at that point.
Exactly.
To attract the others. Okay. Yeah. Now let's go into, you know, with the workshop and developing your style. And again, like I said, you have this, I think, unique point of view, this unique style to you that you stand out from other photographers. You can tell that it's Kristy. Where did that style, did you feel like you had this vision from the beginning, or did you kind of stumble around and then finally you were like, aha, this is what my style will be?
Honestly, like so many years later, I'm only now realizing that I have a style.
So it is probably you. It's natural.
It's just me. It's just me doing what I do. And I think part of why I love photography was how I mentioned the collaborative nature of it. You know, bringing in stylists, bringing in decor people, bringing in, coming up with an idea and bringing creatives together to make it come to life. And I think that's kind of where you saw talking that kind of like wow factor, and everything is very different, is because I really love doing that part.
Okay. And so maybe we've already answered this question with that first wedding that you did that was really the big wow wedding, but it's kind of that which came first, the chicken or the egg with the, if you go on Kristy's website or go on her Instagram, you will see this. These are what I have in my notes: sheep in a field in New Zealand, a couple in a rowboat in a cranberry farm, I assume, and just gorgeous, beautifully styled shoots. You have, you know, the red balloon and all these amazing locations. Is that something that, again, grew organically? Are you working with couples to recommend, oh, here's something fun? Or are they just coming to you and saying, let's do something awesome? Are you bringing vendors together? How does that happen?
So it's a little bit of everything. So I think first it was me, where I, again, going to a Jose Villa workshop, you see everything's beautiful. And I soon realized it's not just Jose, it's that he's got a great team of people around him that brings it together. And so I came home and I realized it's nothing just magically happens. You have to make it happen. And so I would just kind of come up with ideas, and you put it out there. What you put out there, you attract. And so, yeah, I would just start to kind of bring ideas and just go to the couple, like, what do you love? All right, how can we take it to the next level? I think that's kind of always what I said. Like, okay, what can we do next? The more we think about it, the better it can get. And, oh, one of my famous or popular quotes is, you get out of life what you put into it. And so I always use that example for the engagement shoot. And then what kind of happened is I spent about a year doing that and putting that out there. And since then, I just get people that want that now.
So initially you went to a couple that maybe just wanted an engagement shoot. I mean, just a beautiful engagement shoot. And you were like, okay, what about, let's do this. And then you were kind of like, I'm going to talk to this vendor and you should get hair and makeup done or just things like that. And they were like, okay, is that just what happened?
Yeah, they don't, like, this is the first time they're getting engaged. They don't know how it works. And yeah, I always say that it's not just me. Like, I wish it was just me that made a great photo, but it's not. You know, you need a great location. You need great wardrobe. You need great lighting, hair and makeup. Like, just all of it comes together to make a beautiful photo. And yeah, so I just kind of educate them. We work together.
I really like that. Okay, let's touch on, you said great location. It's a great, you know, my fourth segue into, obviously you've been shooting some really amazing locations. I think you said, okay, you just got back from, we mentioned New Zealand. You're going to Bali, or you came from Bali, or you're going to Bali and came from Bali. I don't know.
Came from Spain. Went to New Zealand.
Oh, right. Spain, yeah, Barcelona. Anyway, some really amazing locations. How did you make the leap into the travel? Tell me a little bit about that story.
Well, I love traveling. I'm a huge traveler. I think I'm at 57 countries now. I'm not sure. I'm kind of in a competition with my dad. He's at 99.
Wow.
Yeah. So I love traveling. So I knew I wanted to incorporate destination wedding traveling. And again, I just kind of fought for my first one and gave him a really great deal. I think it was in Jamaica. And then, you know, also gave a good deal for my second one. And then you've got that in your portfolio. And that's the, like I said, do whatever you can to get into your portfolio. Once people see that, then they'll start recognizing that you do it. And even, you know, some of my weddings, I'll just be on Facebook. I'll be like, hey, I'm going to Italy. I'm so excited, you know, for a wedding. And then I'll just start getting inquiries going, oh, you would shoot a wedding in Italy? It's like, yeah, I would. And people don't know it unless they can see it in your portfolio or you kind of tell them. And something that also really helped was on one of my trips, I was going to Europe just to see some friends, and I sourced, and this is a couple years back before like styled shoots were popular, And I found a wedding dress, and I found a model, and I found a makeup artist, and, you know, all organized it in another language online, and, you know, took some legwork. And but I shot it, and it turned out amazing. And I honestly booked a whole year's worth of work from this one shoot I did in Europe.
And this was work all over the place, just because, you know, you just have this vision about you. If you are good enough to shoot in Paris, you must be, right? I mean, and it is, the work does speak for itself too. But yeah, I can see how that just makes it feel like you're at a different level.
And I find it does help my bookings back home too, because people are always like, oh, my photographer just got back from Paris. Oh, she was in New Zealand. And it does help my mark, and it makes my portfolio different than my competitors back home too. And it's fun. And that's really why we do it.
Yeah. So then where are most of them finding you? Are they finding you through these magazines or, you know, all over?
Honestly, we are very lucky to be the number one person when you type in Vancouver wedding photographers. And so Google gods, I pray to my Google gods. I don't know how that happened, but why I think it happened, because we haven't paid anybody, is in my first few years, I really focused on submitting to blogs. And it does take some work, you know, some energy, but it really pays off. So I think it's those backlinks online. So that really helps, because almost I feel like any new bride and groom in my area, they just type that in and they go check us out. And then after that, again, referrals. I get really close to all my couples. So then, you know, their friends, their bridesmaids, and we get featured in magazines and blogs. So it's a little bit of everything.
Okay, a couple things here too. Gosh, I'm going to go in every direction. First of all, let it be heard, the SEO. This has been actually a debate in one of the groups that I'm in, whether SEO matters. And I think for me, it does. It absolutely does. I get a ton of inquiries through search. And I think it's really, and some people will say, absolutely, it does not matter. But I think that, so for you, search is definitely a big thing. A lot of your clients are finding you and then kind of vetting you and booking you.
I get about 10 inquiries a day.
From search?
From search. Well, you know, just inquiries. And I think most of them are just, hey, looking online, saw your portfolio. And then I think, yeah, I would say that's 70 to 80%. And then those other 20% are, hey, did my friend's wedding, you know?
Okay, now you're talking about you've become really close. You get to be very close with your clients. And I saw that you're doing some special things. I think maybe it was around holiday time. You gave them some kind of gift. What are you doing? Do you have a workflow around being with your clients, getting to know your clients? Or is it just something that kind of happens naturally?
Primarily something happens naturally. I'm pretty social and I get really excited about for my clients, and I always think like this is my everyday job, but for them this is, you know, hopefully the once in a lifetime opportunity, you know, experience, and I treat it like that. And I always say when they hire me that they have me for a year. So whatever they need, you know, some of them I go engagement dress shopping with them. You know, I'll go to as many location scouting with them. Like whatever they need, I'm there. Some people don't need anything. Some people need a lot. Whatever, there's no limits. And so I get really close with them. And I think they just get really excited. It makes them feel special. And Christmas every year, I give all my new clients that I have for next year a little gift. And they're just, you know, they're usually just like $20, something like soaps and candles or a little package. And then I always count down how many days from Christmas it is to their wedding day. So it'd be like 122 sleeps. And I think just that added little extra effort means a lot to them. And then I always get my clients whose wedding I just shot that year a folio with their two or three of their pictures in it. And again, I wrap it really nice, and it takes me days and an assembly line, and it's a lot. It takes a lot, but I think it means so much, that little extra effort.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I've started to do similar things where I noticed that if I ask all of my clients what their favorite dessert is when they inquire. Yes. And then on Valentine's Day, I sent everybody something to do with their favorite dessert. And I noticed it, you know, it was that little boost of the relationship where, you know, they'd run to me and hug me when I first saw them at the wedding. It was just that little bit of effort really makes a big difference. And it makes you happy too.
Well, what I love is that most of my clients always buy me a gift afterwards. And the thought and energy, the fact that they paid for me, but then they went out and got me a gift on top of it, just makes me feel like, wow, they really thought I went above and beyond and really cared. And it just means the world to me, you know, or just a card, anything, but yeah.
Yeah, and on there for their wedding, they got you.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, I also have to mention, you were named the best photographer in British Columbia in 2014. Was this a surprise? Do you know anything about how they found you or how this happened?
Well, I was very surprised. I actually had a florist who also entered call me and be like, congratulations, and woke me up out of bed. And I didn't believe her. I like ran down to the laptop. It was a Canadian Wedding Industry Awards. And so you have to submit, I think I had to submit 15 photos. But there were some amazing photographers in there, you know, so I was definitely surprised that I won best in BC.
It's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah.
Do you make a point to enter contests, or do you just kind of, you saw this one and entered it?
Half and half. I was actually thinking about this today, because that's the thing, is that you only can usually win if you enter. And so sometimes it can be misleading or whatnot. I'm sure there's better photographers than me, you know. So it's one of those things, but I do try to enter because it also boosts up my credibility and whatnot. But it's hard to enter everything and submit for everything. But when I can, I try to make a point.
And I know we're almost close to wrapping up, but tell me, first of all, I just want to touch a little bit more on, because you have this particularly interesting travel schedule and you've been at it. So you've been at it basically, what, 5 years at this point?
Yeah, about that.
Okay. So give me like a really rough timeline of, just so that we can kind of get a vision for how you went from, you were taking classes one day and then you were shooting in Bali. It wasn't overnight. Give me just kind of a rough timeline of, from the point you started kind of year after year, how that growth happened and any like major points, turning points along the way that you think that you can look back on?
When I started, it was, I don't know, I did, again, you know, maybe just a handful of weddings. And then I was, you know, doing 13, 14, 15 weddings for the first 2 years. Oh, a turning point was at that 2 year mark, I won top 25 most inspiring wedding photographers in Canada. And so that helped, again, get the credibility.
And was that around the time that you did that wedding that was the...
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then I started focusing on getting published and submitting to Style Me Pretty because their SEO is amazing. So I really think that was a transition period when I was like, okay, I quit my teaching job. I'm going to do this full time. I started submitting and then, you know, putting that extra effort into all my shoots. And so then that was about a year. So that's like year three, I guess, in there. Sorry, it's a blur now. And then I guess year four started doing destination weddings, and again, you just really put out there, you attract what you put out there. So just, keeping quality high, showing the kind of weddings I want to attract. And sometimes, you know, like we get a lot of inquiries. We know whether they're our type of bride or our venue and whatnot. And so we're lucky enough that we get somebody that we can trim things down. So again, we kind of streamline our work. Yeah. And then it just kind of snowballs. You know, you do a few more destination weddings and a couple of my destination weddings got published in magazines. So then just more people start inquiring. And now there's Instagram. I just got back from Barcelona last week because someone saw me on Instagram that I shot a wedding in Spain last year. And they're like, hey, we're going to be, you know, will you do ours in June? And I said, I'll be there in March if you can move your date. And they moved their date for me.
Oh my gosh, really? Yeah. Wow.
So yeah, and that's another thing. I work a lot with my clients, and a lot of them move dates or schedule. I told my clients I'm going to be in Bali this next 3 weeks, and three of my clients are flying to Bali to do their engagement shoots with me there.
Three of them are going to Bali, making a point. So yeah. that shows that people really admire your work and really will go, you know, that you've done a great job establishing all around. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Oh.
So just looking back at it, if you were standing in front of somebody who was just getting started, what would you tell them?
First, that to believe in yourself, that you really can do, like if you want whatever, if you want to do destination weddings, you can do it. And one foot in front of the other, take action. I think that's it. Like, you need to make it happen. I think a lot of times we look at these, again, these shoots or whatnot, and they're like, oh, it looks like a beautiful model and a beautiful dress, beautiful location. But actually, it took a lot of energy to make those connections with those vendors, to find that concept. And it does take energy, but it really is just one foot in front of the other, and you can make it happen. And that's all it is. So it's easier and harder than it seems, but it's one foot in front of the other. It's going to happen.
But it's so true. You have to get out there and do it. It's not just sitting there waiting for them to find you.
Yeah, it's true. But what you put out there, you get. So just, yeah. And if it does take, you know, mean doing a couple styled shoots, do them and show people what you want to do and what your style is, and you'll soon attract those people. And not to give up.
Love it. All right, Christy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today.
No problem. Thank you.
If you liked this episode, I'd love for you to leave a review on iTunes so others can find it. On next week's episode, Sarah Allen has built a team of more than 40 people working under her brand, One Love Photography.
I remember being scared. I remember wondering if this bride and groom that we're trying to connect with one of my team members would feel like let down or like that my team wouldn't produce. But, you know, fortunately, we had such a wonderful team. They knocked it out of the park. And, of course, with me training and editing, that's helping, keeping the consistency.